Hi, welcome to Hey Julie here at julieland.com. What more could you ask for? How about a beautiful penthouse pet? Would you like one of those? Well, here one is. It's Bella Starr.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you.
Now, you just came out, right? Your issue?
My issue was December, so it's pretty recent.
December 05.
Yes.
And cover and centerfold, or?
Not the cover. The cover was a special. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, one of those special
NBA
things.
Thing, yeah.
Whatever.
It's okay. I'll get it pet of the year, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's how they can make it up for it.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Awesome. Now, Bella, you have been in California in the adult industry or just modeling?
I've done maybe 50 or so girl videos
Okay. And
layouts and stuff like that. About 3 years now.
That's not much at all for 3 years.
I'm still a newbie, I guess.
Yeah?
Still doing a lot of new things.
How did you get into this?
I got into the industry. I started up at UC Santa Barbara, going to college, just out of high school.
What were you studying?
Biology.
Okay. Brainiac.
Yeah. I'm a nerd. I'm a total nerd. But I started, there's another school up there, photography college, Brooks. Mm-hmm. And there are always flyers all over our college looking for models and just like your average California girl to come out and pose for like these art classes.
Right.
And so that's how I started. And then a couple of those people recommending me to jobs and stuff. So I started the commute from Santa Barbara to LA to start modeling. And
wow. How long does that take?
It's like an hour and a half if there's no traffic at all. But there's always
really
traffic.
Really dedicated.
So, exactly. That was like 3 days a week, but I still stuck it through school and just graduated this past July.
So. Oh, congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
You're a biologist.
I'm a biologist, yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, let's see. My main degree is in ecology, so pretty much marine ecology. I could study at a lab or...
Right.
Yeah, so... It's all like, it doesn't pay very well, so that's why I'm doing the modeling.
Really? Do you want to do something like that? Do you want to be
I always wanted to do research. I had like a couple papers published in when I was in high school, and that's what got me in, you know, into the college path. But there's a position open for me when I want it at a place in Malibu, but, you know, maybe in a year or two when things slow down a bit.
How about that? So you started modeling, and how did you get hooked up with Penthouse?
Let's see. I had had a layout shot by Hank Londoner that was in, Australian Penthouse. And so that ended up being a pet of the month layout down there, but they didn't do too many. They didn't, like, fly me out to Australia or anything. I kept pushing for it, but no.
Darn them.
But, and then I guess later on, my friend, who is now the current pet of the year, had recommended me and was pushing my photos
What's her name?
Let's see, her stage name, Jamie Lynn.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
name to pull out?
We got two. But so Jamie Lynn, we were really good friends, and we had just gone to Australia. And right when we got back, because for a big shoot, they had let her know that she was going to be pet of the year. So she was like, all right, come on, you got to shoot Bella too. So
all right.
That's how we did it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, right after that, I shot it.
And so you're up for pet of the year yourself now.
Yes.
Now, how does that work?
During this coming summer, there's voting on penthouse.com.
Oh, so.
And, yeah. So anyone can vote. You don't even have to have a membership.
Oh, good.
Like, it's on the free section.
Right.
So, and they group girls into categories of four. This is at least how they did it last year. I don't know. They might be changing things. But last year, they grouped girls into four. And then they would take the top one from each category and put it into the top four.
To
and
the final four.
Promo and go around the country and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
And then it's kind of up to them.
And what do you get? What do you get for being Penthouse Pet of the Year?
Let's see. Jamie Lynn got a $100,000 contract.
Hello.
And a, a Porsche Boxster. And then she got to pick the color.
What?
And it's like black, sexy car. Yeah.
It's wow.
Pretty nice. And then she'll be doing promo and tours and stuff. So
right.
It's so much fun. The company's really great. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And are you going to be doing stuff for Penthouse TV that will be coming
yes.
up? They're working hard on getting that going.
They really are. They're working like tooth and nail to get that studio all set up for us. So I'm excited that they've been talking to us about different shows that are possibilities for us working on.
What would you like to do? Would you like to be like a wild on or more?
See, that sort of thing. I love to travel. I mean, Jamie Lynn and I went to Thailand last summer for a big photo shoot.
Wow, Thailand, Australia.
Exactly. I've been to Paris and London. So I swear, like, that'd be fun. That's actually...
That would be great for that one. You're like, let's go.
Yeah.
So how did you go from... Okay, so you start doing art photos, mm-hmm. and then you start doing the glamour nudes and things like that. How do you skip over to doing the girl-girl video and stuff? Is it the same people? Is it...
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it was. I had... Let's see, I'd started, with the girl-girl photo to see if that was, you know, okay. Because I was always interested in girls and had girlfriends prior to that and stuff. But just
like
to make
girlfriends or
girlfriend
just
girlfriends
like...
girlfriends in college and
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Do you remember your first girl experience?
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
I'm sure it was.
She was such
I want to hear about
girl.
It. Who started it?
She was, I actually met her at a photo shoot that was just a cute still photo shoot and like just really pretty artsy nudes, and she walks in right when I'm like
right
like in full pose and everything.
Nice.
So and then we ended up like dating after that, and
wow,
going
as much as
out
dating.
It was really sweet. Yeah. And maybe for a year or so.
Wow. With no guys in the picture. Just
no guys in the picture. She had a boyfriend on the side who was not very happy with what was going on, because I was like prior in her, like first thing
right
in her life. And so he ended up taking off after a little while because he wasn't digging that.
Well, because she probably wasn't sharing you enough.
Exactly.
He was getting the
three-way
action.
She would full out shut the door, push him out, and say, you know, I'm with her for the next couple of hours. You could just wait out in the living room. No joke.
I'd have to go too.
No.
No offense, but I need to see that. At least watch. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. I was like, you can watch. And she's like, no. It's just you and me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you weren't new to the girl-girl thing at all?
No. And which was probably good for me, because there are a lot of girls that come in that are, you know, pretty scared. Like, do I do this? Is this going to hurt? Do I, you know.
Right.
That sort of stuff.
So you started doing stills first, and then.
Yeah. And let's see. There were a couple of photographers that were like, oh, well, I'd recommend this videographer if you're going to do a movie. And Michael Raven from Wicked Pictures contacted me because he had heard so much about my layouts and stuff. And so he ended up shooting my first movie, Pinups, for Wicked Pictures.
Sure, that
did
really
very
well.
Gorgeous girl-girl scene, Jessica James. So that was my first big scene. I didn't tell her it was my first scene, though.
No.
So she didn't go easy on me.
She might have made it worse.
I know. Well,
you never know which way they're going to take it.
Yeah, it was a hot scene.
And you're just sticking with girl-girl?
Yeah. I don't really have any desire to share the whole, you know, boy-girl thing on camera, I guess. I guess it's great as it is, so why try to force any more into it?
Well, you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And with a guy.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
So you've always been both ways.
I definitely always go both ways. Definitely like 50-50, doesn't much matter.
Okay.
You know.
And what does he think about what you do?
He loves what I do. He's a database engineer and like does
That's
websites
nerdy,
and
huh?
stuff. We're both like total. We're artsy nerds though. So we go, you know, do both things. But he runs a server and does all that. So he ends up hosting a lot of my friends' websites.
Okay.
If they model and, you know, so he could set up their website for them. So
nice.
He's always been kind of involved but on the side, you know,
right.
always very supportive.
And is he part of why you don't want to do the boy girl? Do you think part of it?
I don't know. See, everybody's always, why don't you just do it with him? You
right.
know? And that would be cool, too. But my gosh, we're so busy as it is. Maybe one day, you know, if things slow down.
So what takes up all your time? Are you really doing that many photo shoots? Or what are you doing that's
right
so
now,
busy?
Well, right now I'm traveling a lot with Penthouse.
Okay.
They have us doing a lot of promotional appearances and stuff.
Where do you go? Clubs? Or what do you do?
Yeah, it's mostly clubs. Let's see. They have... a good, I think, 13 Penthouse gentlemen's clubs around the U.S. And that's a pretty recent thing, and they keep adding more all
the time.
Do you
dance?
I don't. I kind of want to, and they kind of want us to, too, and they've offered us lessons, too, if we're so interested. But I used to go-go dance a couple places in Hollywood just for fun.
Right.
And so I think I could do it. We'll see. But right now, we just go and sign autographs and go up on stage and say hi
and
toss out T-shirts. And the magazines are all for free when you... when you go there,
nice.
So they go pick them up for free and see us. So
that's fun.
They're fun. They're fun evenings.
Very cool. So you're traveling a lot.
Yeah. Still lots of shoots. Lots of shoots and castings.
Okay.
And castings. So.
And what's the goal? Where do you see the next level?
I don't know. Well, hopefully, you know, it would be great to be Pet of the Year, but if not runner up or whatever, it's just so much fun to be working with Penthouse right now. Just such a great company. The new owners are wonderful. I can't say enough good things about them.
Oh, that's good.
And it's just such a great family. I see myself just really gonna sticking with the magazine for a little while.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you have so you obviously have a website.
Yes. Well, my website is Bellastar with two R's. Okay. .net.
It's Bellastar with two R's.
.net, yes. And that's currently under development right now. We're going to be putting up a main page where you can reserve, like, a subscription. But it's taken a long time to make sure it's good enough to be put up yet. You know,
and what kind of what are we gonna see? Are you gonna do a webcam or tell me more?
I love doing web shows, like absolutely love that. So that's gonna be a major part of it. It's definitely gonna be like the top,
right?
Top of it. I've already started shooting a lot of content with all my girlfriends. I have them over for the afternoon and, you know, do content trades.
Nice.
And but then I'm gonna also have, if you know, some of my girlfriends do boy girl stuff, then we'll have that on as well.
Okay.
So you can still have some, you know, a little more hardcore stuff, since I don't always do that, but
it'll be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good. How long do you think it'll be before? Do you have an idea?
I think I'm definitely looking at like beginning of summer, next couple months.
Good.
Yeah, I just really want to get it out there because it's taken so darn long.
It's amazing, isn't it? You go, let's put up a website.
Oh,
and then
it'll be some fun project.
Sure.
Let's take a weekend to get in here. And
yeah.
No. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All the while, like, my guy's going, you have no idea how long this takes. This
right.
could go very, very bad.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because he does the back end stuff and, like, the make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to bring in people to do all the design, like, to make it pretty, and that's where it all went wrong.
Yeah. It takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a super sexual person? You're obviously an exhibitionist. You love the modeling and you want to dance and things like that. But are you super sexual?
I think so. I don't know. I guess I started like masturbating at a really early age and like started trying to go to clubs and stuff
do
the rebellion. My first sex? Well, I waited till I was 18. I don't know if I waited or more if I was, like, forced into waiting by boyfriends that didn't want to have sex.
Really?
I went to a good little Catholic school.
Okay.
And they all wanted to do the right thing, apparently.
Wow.
It was horrible. I had like, so many boyfriends. I know. Yeah, that wasn't, not too cool. But in college, I waited till I was in college, basically. So, and I was very appreciative that it wasn't, like, a drunken, awful, you know, not remember your first time experience. It was really it was really nice and very pretty.
And you say pretty about your sex a lot.
I've saw so many girls around me up at UC Santa Barbara, like going out and partying, and like the first week they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm a virgin. I look forward to having a boyfriend here." And then after
week two, they're all like,
"Yeah, I'm not good, not good."
Wow, so glad already fucked out.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're not that kind of girl.
No.
How do you like it, though? You like it rough? You like it?
I like a bit of everything. I'm definitely, like, interested in so many different things. Like, now I start shooting, I've been shooting a couple more bondage style things with, like, the latex. I love, like, high fashion latex.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested in that, but then also just really soft, just, you know, pretty. See, I do call it pretty because, like, I think of the girls I've been with, and it's more just, like, you know, very sensual.
Do you watch porn?
I don't.
No.
I don't at all. I don't watch.
Do you look at the dirty pictures? What gets you off?
I don't know. I guess what gets me off is, like, watching a movie with my guy there. because all the previous girls I had been with were not into watching it at all. They thought that it was fake and it doesn't represent what really is, you know, our lesbian relationship, right, or whatever. So I guess maybe that's the reason I don't end up watching it so much. But I think what I do really represents.
I was going to say, what's the difference between what you see on? I've heard that too. That seems like a big, like there's nothing out there for lesbians, even though it's girl, girl, because that's not the way lesbians have sex. How do lesbians have sex then?
That's why I was so baffled. Actually, there's a line. I did a couple movies for a company called Girlfriends Films.
Okay.
And it's meant for lesbian women.
And did they do anything different?
It's more, there are no toys used.
But did you do toys with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. So that doesn't work.
I don't know. I think it's up just.
Maybe
up
no spitting.
Yeah. It was just very soft, very sensual, a lot of kissing.
Yeah.
Like full half hour of just kissing.
Really?
Which is kind of interesting to me. I don't know. It's everybody's personal opinion. Right. And I think the whole like image of, you know, girl-girl films is like the two sexy, hot, big-boobed blondes together. And my, you know, first girlfriend was small, petite, Asian. And she just didn't think that was a representation of what a lesbian was, apparently.
Right. So. It didn't look like her, so she wasn't going to look at it.
Exactly.
It didn't match.
So, yeah. It's.
Do you like toys?
I love toys. I have, I don't know, I've got
have
probably... probably 30 in a big drawer.
Wow.
There's a
And you use
in
them
my
all?
Closet.
You think
big
you
old
use
drawer.
It? You go through them all?
Or? Some I just have like from shoots, like that they send you home with.
See that I have a huge toy box too, but it's because of my profession and I use like two of them.
Exactly.
You know, but the rest there, I look at them, I open the drawer, and I go, you know, we should do something with those.
I know.
Nah, let's use these two I like though.
You definitely have the favorites. Definitely.
So, what are your favorites? Any recommendations?
My favorites are I've got one of those like maybe like 7-inch. It's all like silver, straight. None of the
just your
bumpy
typical,
stuff going
right,
on.
Just your straight silver
vibrator.
Mm-hmm. Straight up
hard,
vibrator.
Very hard. Yes.
All right.
And then got one of those called the iVibe. A little like colorful rocket pocket. That's what
pocket
it's called.
Rocket. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So those are my two favorites, I think. And the other ones tend to like bring them out every now and then to just brought this home. Let's see what it's like. But yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well.
No, just not like the favorites.
Tried and true. Tried
exactly.
and true.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being with me.
Oh, thank you.
So what you're on your road right now anytime soon?
Actually, I will be at the, my goodness, what am I thinking of here? What was the city that was just flooded? And I'm going totally blank. New Orleans.
Like completely?
New
yeah.
Orleans.
There we go.
I'm
like a little flooded or a lot flooded?
Be in New Orleans. Penthouse Club out there.
Wow.
And that's in, let's see, that's in 3 weeks.
Okay. So that would be towards the end of April.
Yes. And
so
it's
if you're
on
in
the
that area,
Friday.
Go yeah. out and see.
Yeah.
And is, so your site's not up. Is there somewhere that we can keep an eye on you? Penthouse.com?
Definitely penthouse.com.
Okay.
They are constantly putting up new sets and videos. And then actually I have a new video coming out through them. It's a series called Pet Confessions. And it'll be Bella Starr's Pet Confessions.
What do you confess?
There's like it's a whole big like spiel. They interview you that you hear while I'm doing the strip teases and stuff.
Right.
There's actually two girl-girl scenes on that movie. It's
oh,
all
sexy.
Me like with other things.
Is there
in.
A secret that I need to get out of you that they got, that they did a better job interviewing you?
I guess
you?
My big secret on there was that I've never had a three-way.
Really?
Like, a true, well, I've had like three girl three-ways, but never a boy, you know, girl, girl, or
you need
girl
to bring one of your girls home to your husband or boyfriend.
That needs to
don't
be
you
what
think?
It is. I know that needs to happen soon.
I mean,
I think. My birthday is coming up next week, so
there you go. It's the perfect present to yourself, and I think he would appreciate it.
I think so too.
Shame on him if he
we've
doesn't.
We've been trying for a little while. It never seems to be the right.
Isn't it funny
right
that
time.
Here we are in this industry and it's all around us, but yet to actually set it up in your private life is
somehow
a real pain.
Somehow manages to never. Never happened.
Shame on us.
I don't know.
Well, good luck. I'll
thank
have my
you.
Fingers crossed for you. Go to penthouse.com and check out the most incredible Bella Starr and vote for her.
Yes, yes.
repeatedly so that she is Penthouse Pet of the Year. And you've been listening to Hey Julie here at JulieLand.com. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.